Hello.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm Mr. Jackson. Just keep on giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. So did you find a closer destination? Because I didn't get a call back or anything.
I was on hold for like 30 fucking minutes, dude. I'm not gonna lie. It's like I called y'all back like two, three times. I was on hold for 10, 15 minutes the first time, and then I was on hold for like 20 minutes or something the second time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what y'all got going on, but like, I just that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say. Like, that's fucked up. Like, I've been calling y'all, ain't got no call back from nobody. Not man, the agents I've done talked to today have called me back. Like, this is probably like the worst experience I've ever had with a fucking insurance company. Like, I don't know, like real fucking spiel. I'm probably gonna cancel this shit today. So like, I made it to the closest fucking gas station I could, and I parked my fucking car because like what the fuck? There ain't shit else for me to do. Like, y'all got me sitting out here for like three, four, fucking plus hours and shit. Like, it's really not worth it. Like, no. So like, yeah, I drove to the nearest fucking gas station, and I called y'all. Y'all didn't answer, so I had to call someone else to come fucking get me. Cause like, what the fuck? I got kids and shit. Like, I got kids and dogs and shit. Like, I can't just be on the side of the road for like hours, and yet I've been on the road for like five plus hours. Like, this is the most retarded shit ever.
So when you called in, someone picked up and put you on hold.
No one put me on hold. Ain't nobody answered. It was the original hold. Like, when you first call and they be like, we're waiting for an agent to pick the phone up. Ain't nobody put the fucking phone up. Both times I was on hold. Ain't nobody put the phone up. I was on hold for like 15 plus minutes and then 20 plus minutes the second time. Didn't nobody answer the phone, not once.
Okay. Because it's probably because it is pretty busy. I should have called you back earlier. But do you have the address to where your gas station, where your vehicle is located?
Yeah, it's something called like the Americana.
The Americana.
Yeah, the Americana.
Right, 1 second.
It's also called like Greater Chicago Truck Plaza.
Greater Chicago Truck Plaza. What city and state is it located in? Bolingbrook.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's probably where I'm almost positive I'm in Bolingbrook. Yeah.
Okay. Right, and it is still going to 981. At your home address, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it is showing that this one is about a 26 mile to, so closer to 25. Just round it off. But now I'm gonna go ahead and get in contact with service providers for your vehicle. Are the keys still with the vehicle or no?
I mean, I haven't left yet, but I'm gonna be leaving soon. Like, my ride to come get me is already on the way.
Okay, so just, well, you don't have to call us in. You already told me that you are leaving. Are you leaving the keys with the vehicle or are you taking them?
Do I have to leave the kids vehicle?
No, sir.
Okay, then I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, so being that you are leaving the vehicle unattended, you do waive liability and acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is everything, sir. I do have you mapped and located again, like I said.
So
And now I'm gonna.
how is y'all gonna know which car is mine?
It
Cause
says you have a 2006 Toyota Avalon Silver.
yeah, but I'm in a parking lot. It's like a truck stop. There's probably like 1,000 cars here.
Okay, is there like a specific section that you're in or a road that you're on or anything like that?
Yeah, the 2-hour parking. I'm on the 2-hour parking side, and I already talked to the lady. She's like, your car is good there till the morning. I got you, woo woo. So I'm parked where it says like 2-hour parking only. My car is lined up with them cars.
Okay. And
And also, y'all have my license plate number, don't y'all?
right, we have your vehicle's VIN number as well. So
Okay.
yeah, it shouldn't be a problem finding your vehicle. Just trying to get someone to accept the service. That's the problem. But I'll go ahead and contact providers for you, sir. And once they're secured, you receive that ETA name and number and everything through text message, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. Have a good one.